Imagine waking up one morning, swinging your legs over the bed, and feeling that familiar twinge in your knee. You wince, wondering if this is just another temporary discomfort or the beginning of a long-term relationship with pain. You're not alone. Knee pain affects millions worldwide, from professional athletes to office workers, becoming one of the most common musculoskeletal complaints that drives people to seek medical attention. Jim Johnson's Treat Your Own Knees has become something of a quiet revolution in physical therapy circles, with celebrities like Dwayne The Rock Johnson reportedly incorporating its techniques into his recovery regimen after filming physically demanding roles. What makes this approach so compelling isn't just its effectiveness, but its accessibility. Transforming complex physiotherapy principles into practical self-help strategies backed by rigorous scientific research rather than anecdotal evidence. As healthcare costs continue to rise and waiting times for specialist appointments grow longer, Johnson's evidence-based approach offers something increasingly precious: the power to take control of your own healing journey. Though appearing deceptively simple, your knee is one of your body's most sophisticated joints. When functioning properly, it performs an intricate biomechanical dance that allows you to walk, run, climb, and jump with remarkable precision. This complex mechanism relies on four fundamental abilities that, when compromised, can transform everyday movements into painful ordeals. First comes strength, particularly in the quadriceps, those powerful muscles spanning the front of your thigh. Think of them as the primary engines that power your knee's movement while simultaneously providing crucial stability. When you climb stairs or rise from a chair, your quadriceps are doing the heavy lifting, literally. Without adequate strength, even simple activities become challenging and potentially painful. Flexibility forms the second pillar of knee health. Your knee must allow movement in multiple directions to accommodate daily activities. Anyone who's experienced even temporary immobility understands this principle intuitively. Consider patients with surgically fused knees. They can stand and walk with a straight leg, but cannot sit comfortably in a car, navigate stairs normally, or tie their shoes. Each movement we take for granted requires specific ranges of motion that healthy knees provide effortlessly. The third ability, proprioception, might be unfamiliar by name, but is something you rely on constantly. Those tiny sensory nerves throughout your knee provide your brain with real-time information about joint position and movement. Close your eyes and move your leg. You still know exactly where it is without looking. That's proprioception at work. This internal positioning system allows for smooth, coordinated movements and helps prevent injuries by enabling rapid adjustments to unexpected situations. Finally, endurance completes the quartet of essential knee functions. Your knee must perform repetitive movements, walking, climbing, standing, without fatiguing prematurely. When muscles tire, joint stability becomes compromised, potentially leading to pain and increased injury risk. When all four abilities function optimally, your knee remains pain-free. However, trauma, accidents, aging, or disuse can diminish one or more of these abilities, creating a cascade of dysfunction that ultimately manifests as pain. The beauty of Johnson's approach lies in its simplicity. By systematically restoring these four fundamental abilities through targeted exercises, normal function returns and pain subsides. It's not about treating symptoms, it's about addressing the underlying functional deficits that cause them. If you could strengthen only one muscle group to improve knee function, the research is unequivocal. Make it your quadriceps. This four-headed powerhouse, vastus lateralis, vastus medialis, vastus intermedius, and rectus femoris, dominates the front of your thigh and plays a starring role in nearly every knee movement. Three of these muscles attach to your upper leg bone, cross the front of your knee, and connect to your lower leg bone, while the rectus femoris begins at the hip before joining its companions across the knee. What makes the quadriceps so uniquely important? Research consistently shows that across almost all knee conditions, from minor injuries to severe arthritis, this particular muscle group suffers disproportionately. Consider the remarkable evidence. Removing excess fluid from a swollen knee immediately increases quadriceps strength. while injecting just 20 milliliters of fluid, barely more than a tablespoon, into a healthy knee instantly decreases it. This tiny amount of fluid, often too small to be visibly noticeable, is sufficient to impair muscle function. The relationship between knee problems and quadriceps dysfunction appears almost universal. Studies examining patients who had fallen on their knee found only about 2/3 had properly contracting quadriceps muscles. More sophisticated ultrasound and CT scan research confirms that while injured legs show overall muscle atrophy, the quadriceps wastes away most dramatically compared to other muscles. Perhaps most fascinating is how knee pain itself directly inhibits quadriceps function. In one compelling case study, a 45-year-old man with a painful tumor near his knee underwent EMT testing. When pressure was applied to the tumor, his quadriceps muscles immediately ceased functioning, rendering him unable to keep his leg extended. After surgical removal eliminated the pain, his quadriceps function rapidly improved, vividly demonstrating how localized knee pain can completely shut down this crucial muscle group. Even osteoarthritis shows this selective impact on the quadriceps. Studies comparing arthritic versus normal knees in the same person consistently reveal the quadriceps in the arthritic knee to be 30 to 40% weaker. Intriguingly, this weakness exists even in people without knee pain, suggesting quadriceps dysfunction may actually precede osteoarthritis rather than result from it. Fortunately, strengthening the quadriceps doesn't require specialized equipment or complicated routines. Isometric exercises, contracting muscles without changing their length, provide a scientifically validated solution. Clinical trials demonstrate that simple isometric contractions performed 3 days weekly can increase quadriceps strength by 28 to 33% after just 8 weeks, with measurable muscle growth confirmed through CT scanning. The recommended exercise couldn't be simpler. Press your extended knee into a folded pillow for 3 to 5 seconds, repeat 30 times, 3 days per week, allowing rest days between sessions. This minimal investment yields remarkable returns in knee function and pain reduction. Even the strongest knee muscles become virtually useless if your knee's range of motion is severely limited. Flexibility, the second pillar of knee health, directly impacts your ability to perform even the most basic daily activities. Research by Dr. Agustin Escalante found that poor knee flexibility increased a person's odds of being among the slowest walkers by up to 6 times, demonstrating how profoundly mobility affects function. Most people think of the knee as a simple hinge that moves back and forth, but this oversimplifies its complex mechanics. Your knee also rotates with every step you take, a motion easily demonstrated through the Helfit test. While sitting, mark a dot on your kneecap and another on the bony bump below it, aligning them vertically. When you straighten your leg, these dots no longer align because your lower leg bone naturally rotates outward during extension. This rotational component is essential for normal walking and is often compromised in knee dysfunction. Multiple factors can limit knee flexibility. Swelling physically occupies space within the joint, restricting movement. Muscles shorten when not regularly stretched through their full range of motion. Mechanical problems like torn cartilage can physically block movement. Pain triggers protective muscle guarding that prevents complete motion. The joint capsule itself can tighten, restricting bone movement. While most flexibility issues respond well to stretching exercises, some mechanical problems may require medical intervention. What constitutes normal knee motion? Medical literature cites ranges from 120 to 160 degrees of knee flexion as normal, with 135 degrees being the most commonly accepted standard, meaning most people should be able to pull their heel back toward their buttocks to this angle. For extension, a normal knee should straighten completely into a straight line. However, rather than fixating on controversial normal ranges, it's more practical to focus on the motion needed for daily activities. Walking requires about 67 degrees of flexion. Climbing stairs needs 99 degrees, and getting into a bathtub demands up to 131 degrees. The good news about improving knee flexibility is that the approach is remarkably straightforward. Research shows that for most people with tight but uninjured muscles, one 30-second stretch performed once daily, 5 days weekly, is sufficient to create lasting improvements. Just two stretches target the key muscles affecting knee flexibility: hamstrings, back of thigh, and quadriceps, front of thigh. Tight hamstrings prevent full leg straightening, while tight quadriceps limit knee bending. For hamstrings, options include seated forward bends or supine tower pulls. For quadriceps, lying on your side or standing while pulling your foot toward your buttocks works well. Each stretch should be held for 30 seconds and performed once daily, 5 days weekly. This minimal 60-second daily investment gradually signals muscles to lengthen over weeks, improving knee function and reducing pain through enhanced mobility. Imagine trying to walk through a dark room without knowing where your feet are. That's essentially what happens when proprioception, your body's internal positioning system, becomes compromised. This often overlooked sense enables you to know where your limbs are in space without visual confirmation. It's what allows you to retrieve keys from a pocket, scratch an itch on your back, operate car pedals while watching the road, or walk confidently in darkness without falling. Even minor proprioception deficits can put your knee at significant risk. Consider what happens when stepping unexpectedly off a curb. A knee with normal proprioception instantly sends position information to your brain, allowing muscles to react immediately to maintain balance and stability. A knee with decreased proprioception responds more slowly, potentially leading to injury. This isn't theoretical. Research with 900 European soccer players demonstrated that proprioception and balance exercises actually prevented future knee injuries compared to control groups who didn't perform these exercises. Who's most likely to experience proprioception problems? Research shows deficits in people with patellofemoral pain syndrome, knee osteoarthritis, ruptured anterior cruciate ligaments, dislocated kneecaps, torn medial meniscus, and in people over 60. Testing typically involves blindfolded subjects attempting to reproduce specific knee angles. While most have enough proprioception for basic movement, they perform poorly on precise position tests. Fortunately, improving proprioception requires no special equipment, just the willingness to challenge your balance. The simplest and most effective proprioception exercise is simply standing on one leg. This seemingly basic activity stimulates the proprioceptive nerves while simultaneously training leg muscles to stabilize the joint. Begin by standing balanced on one leg for 30 seconds without support. Once mastered, progress to standing on one leg with eyes closed for 30 seconds, which dramatically increases the proprioceptive challenge by removing visual input. Practice these exercises 3 times weekly with rest days between sessions. What makes proprioception training so valuable is its direct carryover to real-world function. As your brain receives more accurate information about knee position and movement, it can better coordinate muscle activity to protect and stabilize the joint during daily activities. This improved neuromuscular coordination often translates to reduced pain and enhanced confidence in your knee's capabilities. Unlike other joint problems, knee pain uniquely affects two distinct types of endurance: muscular endurance, a single muscle group's ability to contract repeatedly, and cardiovascular endurance, your whole body's capacity for extended activity. This dual impact makes comprehensive endurance training essential for complete knee rehabilitation. Your body relies on 3 energy systems to maintain activity, much like a car shifting through gears. The phosphagen system powers the first 8 to 10 seconds of activity, like a powerful first gear for quick starts. The glycogen lactic acid system takes over from 10 seconds to about 2 minutes, your second gear for moderate duration efforts. Finally, the aerobic system activates after 2 minutes and continues supplying energy until you stop, your efficient top gear for sustained activity. The more you use a particular energy system, the more efficient it becomes. For daily knee activities like walking and standing that typically last longer than 2 minutes, we need to focus primarily on training the aerobic energy system. Poor muscular endurance creates risks beyond just discomfort. A University of Indiana study found that older women with a history of falling had significantly worse quadriceps endurance than non-fallers, while non-fallers maintained endurance levels comparable to younger women. Additionally, a Wake Forest University study discovered that muscular endurance was a stronger predictor of knee pain in runners than any other factor. Researchers could correctly identify 80% of runners with knee pain based solely on their poor muscular endurance measurements. To improve knee endurance, choose one of four exercises and perform it 2 to 3 times weekly, gradually working up to 20 to 30 minutes per session. Walking at a comfortable pace in supportive shoes, pool walking, which reduces weight bearing, neck-deep water reduces body weight to just 10%, chest-deep to 25%, waist-deep to 50%. Treadmill walking or stationary biking with proper seat height and minimal resistance. All exercises should be progressive, adding 1 to 2 minutes per session until you reach your time goal. What makes endurance training particularly valuable is how it improves overall function. As your endurance increases, activities that once triggered pain after brief periods become manageable for longer durations. This expanded capacity often creates a positive cycle. More activity becomes possible, which further improves endurance, which enables even more activity, gradually restoring normal function and reducing pain. Knee pain isn't always as straightforward as it seems. Consider the elderly man with one painful knee. If arthritis were solely responsible, why would only one knee hurt when both have aged identically? This points to factors beyond structural abnormalities that contribute significantly to knee pain, particularly psychological elements that can be just as impactful as cartilage deterioration. Perhaps the most surprising research finding is how frequently severe knee arthritis exists without causing any pain. The Framingham Heart Study found many people with severe arthritis reported no discomfort, while Lawrence, 1966, discovered only 56% of men and 80% of women with severe arthritis experienced pain. Bage, 1991, found just 43% of elderly subjects with severe arthritis complained of discomfort. Even more remarkably, studies tracking arthritic knees over time show that while some conditions deteriorate as expected, others remain stable or actually improve despite worsening X-ray findings. Similarly, MRI studies consistently reveal normal abnormal findings. Structural knee abnormalities that, while technically deviating from normal, are common and often cause no pain. Multiple studies confirm this phenomenon. 50% of asymptomatic athletes show knee abnormalities. 25% of pain-free subjects display meniscal abnormalities starting as early as their teens. 9% of symptom-free marathon runners have meniscal tears, and 45% show degeneration. And 16% of pain-free volunteers have meniscal tears, with 7% showing joint swelling. Research further demonstrates that X-ray findings poorly correlate with knee pain and disability. Multiple studies examining this relationship have found surprising results. Psychological variables often predict pain better than X-ray severity. Disability relates more to psychological factors than structural changes. Quadriceps strength and pain influence function more than X-ray findings, and disability frequently shows no relationship to arthritic changes visible on X-rays. This is actually encouraging news. While structural changes are difficult to reverse without surgery, the factors most associated with knee pain, psychological variables, muscle strength, and body weight, can be modified through appropriate interventions. One particularly effective approach utilizes the relaxation response, first popularized by Harvard physician Herbert Benson in the 1970s. Unlike the fight-or-flight response that increases physiological stress markers, the relaxation response creates opposite effects: lowered blood pressure, slowed breathing, decreased heart rate, and reduced oxygen consumption. The relaxation response can be reliably triggered through two simple steps: repeating a word, sound, prayer, phrase, or muscular activity, and passively disregarding everyday thoughts that arise. Clinical trials have proven this technique effective for both acute pain after surgeries and chronic conditions, including back pain, neck pain, and headaches. To practice it, choose a focus word rooted in your belief system, sit comfortably, close your eyes if possible, breathe naturally while repeating your focus word silently on exhale, and when other thoughts intrude, gently return to the repetition. Start with just 3 to 5 minutes once or twice daily, gradually working up to 10 to 20 minutes. The beauty of this technique is that it's hardwired into our physiology. You don't need to believe in it for it to work effectively on pain. Like penicillin, it produces physiological changes regardless of your expectations or beliefs. Having explored the four pillars of knee health individually, it's time to integrate them into a comprehensive rehabilitation program. This systematic approach restores muscular strength, flexibility, proprioception, and endurance through a carefully structured weekly schedule that balances activity with necessary recovery time. Before beginning the exercises, consider two supportive treatments that enhance their effectiveness: heat and massage. Like anesthesia before surgery, these don't directly solve knee problems, but prepare the area for the real treatment. Heat application needn't be complicated. Electric heating pads or microwavable hot packs work perfectly well, as research shows no particular form of heat is superior. Apply heat around the entire knee for 5 to 10 minutes before exercising to relax the area. Follow heat with transverse massage, rubbing across muscle fibers like strumming a guitar. Apply lotion to reduce friction, then firmly rub back and forth across knee muscles, starting at the kneecap and working up the thigh. Some soreness during massage is normal and indicates you're addressing the right areas. The weekly program follows a specific schedule designed to optimize results while preventing overtraining. Rest on weekends, strengthening, proprioception, and endurance exercises on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and stretching exercises on Tuesday and Thursday, plus the MWF days. This balanced approach ensures proper recovery time between workouts. Stretching is performed 5 times weekly, while strengthening, endurance, and proprioception exercises are each done 3 times weekly. For those with access to gym equipment, substitutions are possible. Leg extension machines can replace isometric quadriceps exercises, wobble boards can substitute for standing balance exercises, and treadmills, exercise bikes, or elliptical machines can replace walking for endurance. The flexibility exercises have no substitutions. Regardless of equipment, the principle remains consistent: improve knee function to reduce pain. What results can you expect? While individual responses vary, approximately 25% of people notice decreased pain within the first week. The remaining 75% improve gradually as knee function enhances over several weeks. Most patients see measurable gains in strength, flexibility, and function after 6 weeks of consistent practice. Continue with the full program for 6 to 8 weeks, then either maintain with weekly exercises or continue until you reach your goals. If you followed the program diligently for 3 months without any improvement in pain, this approach may not be the solution for your particular knee condition. The path to overcoming knee pain isn't through passive treatments or quick fixes, but through systematically restoring the fundamental abilities your knee requires for healthy function. By strengthening your quadriceps, improving flexibility, enhancing proprioception, and building endurance, you address the underlying causes of pain rather than merely masking symptoms. This comprehensive approach targets not just the knee joint itself, but the entire kinetic chain that supports and influences knee function, from the feet through the hips and into the core. What makes this approach particularly valuable is its foundation in scientific evidence. Every exercise, every technique, and every recommendation stems from peer-reviewed research published in respected medical journals. For instance, studies in the Journal of Orthopedic Research have demonstrated that targeted quadriceps strengthening can reduce knee pain by up to 40% in patients with osteoarthritis. Similarly, research from the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows that proprioception training can decrease the risk of re-injury by 30% in athletes recovering from knee injuries. This isn't a collection of anecdotal remedies or untested theories. It's a carefully constructed program based on the same principles used by professional physiotherapists in clinical settings. The journey requires patience and consistency, with most patients seeing significant improvements within 8 to 12 weeks of dedicated practice. Some days will show clear progress, while others might feel discouraging. Remember that healing isn't linear. Improvements often come in bursts followed by plateaus. You might experience rapid gains in strength during the first few weeks, followed by periods where progress seems to slow. The key is persistent, intelligent effort applied consistently over time. Your knee didn't develop problems overnight, and it won't heal overnight either. Perhaps most importantly, this approach empowers you to take control of your own rehabilitation. Rather than depending solely on healthcare providers or passive treatments, you become an active participant in your recovery. This shift from passive recipient to engaged participant often creates benefits beyond physical healing, restoring confidence, reducing anxiety about the future, and rebuilding trust in your body's capabilities. Many patients report improved sleep, better overall mobility, and increased confidence in daily activities as secondary benefits of the program. As you begin this program, consider it not just a series of exercises, but a progressive journey back to pain-free movement. Each session builds upon the previous one, gradually restoring function and reducing discomfort. The exercises themselves may be simple, but their cumulative effect can be transformative. Success stories from the program include athletes returning to competitive sports, seniors regaining the ability to play with grandchildren, and office workers eliminating chronic pain from prolonged sitting. Your knee's recovery journey starts now, with knowledge, with purpose, and with the proven tools to succeed. Remember that every major improvement begins with a single step, and each exercise session brings you closer to your goal of pain-free movement.